listening to the WLAW Sports Network at the half. We will return in 2 minutes with a wrap-up of how that first half ended and the whole first half happened in general right here on the WLAW Sports Network, Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLAWsports.com.
At Main Street Cafe and Bakery in Pigeon.
We always have you in mind.
Cause we're a friend of the family.
Tuesday night, head south of the border for Main Street Cafe's Mexican Fiesta Night for just $6.50. Thursday evenings, let your taste buds travel to the Far East for Main Street Cafe's Oriental Stir Fry for just $7.95. Friday nights, enjoy the delicacies of the deep. The all-you-can-eat seafood buffet featuring many seafood entrees with a salad bar, all for just $9.25. And Sunday, come home with the family for the breakfast buffet from 9 till 2 for only $8.25. Main Street Cafe and Bakery is truly a world of flavors.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came.
As a player in the game of life, your jersey has a number and a name. But it's the name everybody knows here at Thumb National Bank. Hi, this is Mike LePage from Thumb National Bank and Trust Company. From the huddle to the final score, team strategy pays big dividends. In a game of life, it's financial teamwork that translates to success. At Thumb National, let us show you how to score on your savings for a college education, a new home or property purchase, a business, agricultural or car loan, or any endeavor you may be seeking. So don't be a bench warmer. Stop into Thumb National Bank and let us help get you into the game of life. Thumb National Bank and Trust Company, with locations in Pigeon, Cassidy, Caseville, Bad Axe, and Bay City, where relationships are built on trust.
You wanna be where everybody knows your name.
An equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Raise your health IQ on everything in school sports, from concussions to nutrition and much, much more, at the health and safety page of the MHSAA website. You can download information and take a variety of free online health courses. It's the hub dedicated to helping schools provide a healthy participation environment for student athletes. Just click Health and Safety from the homepage of the MHSAA website. A message from the MHSAA promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Listening to the WLAW Sports Network at the half as the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers lead 12-6. That's the first time they've ever led at the game. The game was 0 seconds on the clock to start this, to end that first half. Thank you to all of our listeners listening live and worldwide at WLAWsports.com and Sports Radio 102.1. Whether you're listening in Caseville or Cleveland, thank you for listening. Dave Hansen, watch, tell us how we got to this ball game.
No score in the first quarter. A lot of three and outs, four and outs, nothing really going on. Early in the second quarter, 10 minutes, 8 seconds to go in the half. Nick Perry strikes first for Cass City on a 2-yard touchdown run. The extra point hits the upright, is no good. Cass City leads 6-0. With 3 minutes and 3 seconds to go in the first half, Brennan Wisner on fourth down and 11 finds Jacob Kretschmer on a Hail Mary pass into the end zone for their first score of the game. The two-point conversion run was no good. They tie the game at 6 apiece. And as time had expired, Sandon Cathrell is picked off on the 2-yard line. And after a long return by Brennan Wisner, there was a personal foul of some kind on Cass City. And now keep in mind, the half cannot end on a defensive penalty. And with that penalty yardage, the ball was put at midfield. So they let Brennan Wisner do it again. He throws it downfield about as far as he can to about the 10-yard line, where, you guessed it, Jake Kretschmer catches it again and is able to get into the end zone from there on another 50-yard touchdown pass, and the two-point conversion fails. So at halftime, Lakers has taken the lead over Cass City 12-6 on what is going to feel like, especially when we read the stats, a dominated Cass City first half.
That was an absolutely dominated Cass City first half. They, up until that last drive, Well, Kansas City has more time possession, 13 minutes, 31 seconds. Lakers, 10 minutes, 29 seconds there. As we take a look at the offensive and defensive stats, Lakers offense, a total of 103 yards on the night. Kansas City, 172. Now, mind you, of Lakers' 103 offensive yards, 50 of those came on that very last play. Leading the rushing attack, Preston Warren, number 23, with 12 yards, 5 carries for 12 yards. Brennan Wisner, quarterback, 4 carries, 8 yards. And Jake Kretschmer, 1 carry for 2 yards. 14 total plays, rushing the ball for 22 yards for the run-dominant Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. Brennan Wisner through the air for the green and white is 2 for 5 for 81 yards. And both of those receptions were touchdowns. 31 yards and 50 yards, both going to Jake Kretschmer, and that is the extent of the Laker offense. When you take a look at the penalties, no offensive penalties for the Lakers so far tonight. Kansas City's offense, as soon as I can get there, we have 28 rushes for 154 yards, 5 passing attempts, 1 completion for 18 yards there. 33 plays of offense compared to Lakers 19. Kansas City 172 yards to Lakers 103. Leading the rushing attack, no doubt here, Brendan Hamilton, number 10, with 10 carries for 80 yards. And then Nick Perry, 13 carries for 44 yards, and the only score for the Redhawks in that first half. Luke Stern, 4 carries, 19 yards, and Sandon Cathrell, 1 carry for 11 yards. Through the air, Cathrell is 1 for 5 and 1 interception for 18 total yards. 3 incomplete passes to start this game, an 18-yard reception, and that final play was an interception at the 2-yard line, which then brought in by Brennan Wisner, got them to midfield after a personal foul. That's how the Laker touchdown was set up.
Yeah, what a wild ending of that first half. But looking at some of the stats, Clark, 22 rushing yards for Lakers. That's very uncharacteristic for the number one offense in our conference. And the 103 passing yards, you basically can consider half of that. Very fortunate, very lucky at Cass City again. Really felt like they were dominating this first half, find themselves down 6. Now, they got to feel pretty good about how they played 98% of that first half. But if I'm Lakers, I found the weakness. We're going to drop back and throw the ball. I would not be surprised if Brennan Wisner throws the ball 10, 12 times in the second half because your running game has been non-existent. Jake Kretschmer has only carried the ball 1 time. I don't expect him to carry it much more. It looks like if he's going to be able to beat this defense, it's going to have to be through the air where he doesn't have to change directions because I still think that ankle's bothering him. But he's certainly running north and south. He seems to be pretty good, but changing directions I think is where that ankle bothers him the most. But they've been able to beat them on a couple deep pass plays. The running game has been non-existent. So that's what I'm looking for Lakers. Do they take that into consideration? They need to throw the ball a little more. And as for Cass City, pass defend. Those are a fourth down pass you allowed and a pass that had no time left on the clock. You just got to take your medicine, knock those balls down, and then they pitch a shutout in the first half. Instead, your team is behind, and I think that's what they're talking about. Game plan stays the same. A couple play-action passes to mix in with those runs and knock down those passes on defense. You don't need to be the hero and pick it off. But an what an awesome first half and a ton of excitement ending that first half. Crazy how much penalties will kill you and keep other teams in the game.
So at the half, through 2 quarters, 24 minutes of play, Lakers lead 12-6.